following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
How's it going, Refuge family? This is David with today's Refuge Daily. Walking out in front of the church, seeing some different ministry happening right now. Some of the guys getting set up. Just really cool to see just ministry happening here behind the scenes, right? I wanted to come with you guys, or come to you guys with a quick word. I just finished 2 Peter in my devotional time this morning and started the epistle of 1 John. And the very end of 2 Peter in chapter 3, this is a scripture that you guys are probably well aware of. I'm going to read it, and just so it's in its context, I'm going to read the entire passage, but really just focus on the passage that I'm wanting to talk about today. So it's in 2 Peter chapter 3, and it says this: "Beloved, I now write to you this second epistle, in both of which I stir up your pure minds by way of reminder, that you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets, and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, that scoffers will come in the last days, walking according to their own lusts, and saying, 'Where is the promise of him coming, or of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. For this they willfully forget, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, by which the world that then existed perished, being flooded with water. But the heavens and earth, which are now preserved by the same word, are reserved for fire until the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men." And so it's just kind of recapping, saying this is the things that happened in the past. This is the way that God had dealt with certain things in the past, with the flood, and kind of looking towards the future when God will judge. And the verse 8 says, "But beloved, do not forget this one thing, that with the Lord, one day is as a thousand years, and a thousand years as one day." Verse 9, this is the verse I wanted to really focus on. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." What I wanted to do very, very briefly was talk about the heart of God. This to me is crazy, as we, you know, Peter is saying this promise that God has given us, this promise of eternal life, that he's going to come back for us, right? He's not slack. God's not up in heaven, you know, twiddling his thumbs and just being distracted. It says specifically the reason why God has not come back yet is because of his heart towards people, right? His heart towards people that have not yet repented yet. And he's saying that he is long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish. His heart is bent on people not perishing, but on people coming to him, that all should come to repentance and come to life. And really, I think the encouragement this morning and where I feel like this is being applied to me right now is, okay, I understand that's God's heart for me, right? Had God come before I was 21, right? I don't know. You know, and that might be true of you as well. God was patient with you, and that is why you're his son and or daughter right now. But I know what this says about God, but I think this reveals a truth about the heart of God that God wants to develop in our hearts for other people as well. There are many people in our lives, whether it be family members, whether that be friends or coworkers or people on our sports teams, whatever it may be, there are many people that we are so quick to write off. We are not patient with them. We're the furthest thing from long-suffering, you know, and we just want them out of our lives. And that might sound brutal, but I'm just being honest. This is stuff that every single person in this world struggles with, or will at one point struggle with, right? The idea that God is long-suffering towards us should show us that we are people who are called to be long-suffering towards others as well, to be patient with them. In essence, and we're called the body of Christ, right? Literally meaning when Jesus's body is not here, the church, God's people, make up the tangible body, the presence of Jesus here. And if we're supposed to be the tangible presence of Jesus here on earth right now, as Jesus is in heaven, right? then we're called to display this heart. Patience, long-suffering, not wanting any to perish, but wanting people, longing for people to come to repentance. And I feel like, man, that is a heart that I need developed in me more. And I think I'm speaking for all of us and saying, man, we need more of that heart as well. And so what I want to do right now is hopefully this has prodded you a little bit to be like, man, I don't measure up in that way. And join the club, right? None of us do. And that's why the gospel is so good, because it's grace, right? It's not about what we do. It's about what God has done. And so let's pray and just ask God in faith that he would continue to develop this heart. Or maybe if you're hearing this and you don't have that heart at all, let's pray that God would develop that heart in you right now. And so, Father, we just pray and ask that you would be with us, Father. You would give us this heart of long suffering and of patience towards people. God, would they see your heart in us, and would they be drawn to you because of the way that we love them, Father? And Lord, I mean, every single one of us that's your son and daughter right now, we're examples. We're byproducts of people loving on us well and you using those people to draw us to yourself. So Lord, thank you for your heart. Thank you for loving us and being long-suffering towards us. We love you. We praise you. And we ask these things in your name. Amen. Refuge family, we'll see you next time.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't wanna be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day.